The quintessential American superhero, the one who helped forge the genre, returns to the multiplex this weekend. Superman, the latest iteration called Man of Steel, explores the birth of the character, why he came to Earth, his inner conflicts growing up, and how he resolves them. The film's director, Zack Snyder, joins us from NPR West to discuss the film. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Now, I must say that the sort of the backstory of Superman was my favorite part of the movie, especially in the scenes with Kevin Costner, who plays his earthly father, Jonathan Kent.
You're the answer, Clark.
Can't I just keep pretending I'm your son?
You are my son. But somewhere out there, you have another father. And he sent you here for a reason.
Kevin did an amazing job, I thought. Even though he's an incredibly versatile actor, I think in this setting, in a Kansas cornfield, he seems to be very much at home.
He's done that cornfield thing before.
He really does. He's mastered the cornfield. He also, just giving that sage wisdom to the young Superman, you really feel that he's just trying to take care of his son and equip his son for a life that's ahead of him. You know, we've said that, you know, Superman is like the ultimate adoption story. And it really is. You know, I have adopted children, and so it was personal for me, that whole interaction between Jonathan and the young Clark.
I really thought that the early Krypton scenes were some of the best.
Goodbye, my son. My hopes and dreams travel with you.
He'll be an outcast. I'll kill him.
How? He'll be a god to them.
Extraordinary. Beautiful, spectacular special effects in that part of the movie. Those, you know, those great balls of light that were rolling around in the sky, the skyline and the ships that were going around this planet that was about to collapse. That was amazing, and I think richer than any version of Superman we've seen.
Well, I just felt like, you know, for me, I have a reverence for that mythology, and I really wanted to treat the experience of seeing Superman born and that ancient technology, which I find fun to think about. And I thought within that world, it was fun to see Jor-El like putting that his son into the basket and sending him
the beautiful little baby ship that they send him off in. The other thing that was interesting was the character of General Zod.
My name is General Zod. I have journeyed across an ocean of stars to reach you. Your world has sheltered one of my citizens. Surrender within 24 hours, or watch this world suffer the consequences.
The actor who played him was just ferocious. I mean, Superman was in some danger of having scenes stolen right out from under him by that guy.
Well, Michael Shannon, who plays Zod, is an amazing actor, and I really wanted him from the beginning.
But he was very good. I loved the place where he shucked his cast iron suit and just really engaged with Superman. That was another one of those long fight scenes, though. This movie is about 2.5 hours long. I mean, did you have any concerns about that?
I guess at the beginning, when we first started the project, the thing that no one had seen is what the real true consequences of Superman fighting within our world would be, you know, battling another Kryptonian, another superhero of his equal strength. And that's really where, sort of philosophically, the scale of what happens. You know, we weren't really too concerned personally with the length. I think my first cut of the movie was like 3 hours and 20 minutes long. So it's an hour shorter than that.
So you feel like you really whacked it, huh?
Yeah, it's hard because, of course, like, you know, when I talk to the true dorks, they're like, why is it so short?
Oh, God. So you'll have to put out the director's cut.
I literally don't have one.
The Superman costume, that's always kind of an interesting thing. People talk about the symbol on his chest.
What's the S stand for?
It's not an S.
In my world, it means hope.
Well, here it's an S.
Of course, the real change in this film is that his underwear is on the inside of his costume.
It's quite a big deal.
I was going to say, did you have lots of meetings about that?
You know, the cool thing about being a movie director and a slight dork is that you get to sort of play around with the superhero, with the Superman costume in this case. But what we wanted to do with the costume is make it feel like it was based on, you know, this alien technology and culture. And so that when he wore it, it wasn't like a thing that, you know, his mom sewed out of a blanket or anything like that, which is some
like
of the...
Like the TV show did look
like
that.
Yeah, it's like they just sewed that. She just whacked this costume up for him. I just felt like to make it make sense, we wanted to really base it on Kryptonian culture. And it's a cape culture. It's cool. We should all wear capes. I think it's a fashion thing that's going to catch on. But look... The underwear comes from, it's a leftover from Victorian strongmen is what they originally based the design of the Superman costume on in 1938. And so I feel like we've moved on a little bit from that era of modesty. Like I feel like we've moved on from that.
It was so last century.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, let me ask you about the people you had in this movie. I mean, you had some really superstar actors.
I really credit the power of Superman himself. Because I think every one of these actors, Kevin Costner, Diane Lane.
Dusty!
Mrs. Kent, I'm Lois Lane from the Daily Planet, and I'd like to talk to you about your son.
Amy Adams, all of them, just calling them and saying, listen, you're on my wish list of guys I want in my movie. It's a Superman movie. And they say, let's talk about it. That sounds fun. And, you know, every single one of them was either a fan or understood sort of the significance of Superman. And, you know, really wanted to participate. You know, I think in our collective psyche, Superman has a place that's pretty strong.
Zack Snyder, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. That was fun.
Zack Snyder is the director of Man of Steel. It opens today.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, edited by David McGuffin and Renita Jablonski. The editorial staff includes Shanita Anderson, Rina Advani, Lauren Hodges, Jordana Hochman, Arnie Seipel, Kenya Young, Maeve McGoran, and Jessica Smith, with Nina Gregory and Arzu Rezvani here at NPR West. Our senior supervising editors are Chuck Holmes, Kitty Isley, and Shannon Rhodes.
And our acting executive producer is Tracy Wall. NPR's executive editor is Madalika Sicca. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.